WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and the very phrase Medicaid fraud has connotations. It brings to mind the growing number of people enrolled in the program and its swelling costs as state governments grapple with how to handle more and more recipients. More often than not, allegations of fraud are directed at doctors who overcharge for their services or grossly misrepresent how many patients they care for. But a suit filed by the federal government last week turns those associations on their head and alleges that New York City is at fault in a fraud scheme which may have cost the federal government tens of millions of dollars. New York Times reporter Anamona Hartakolis has been following the suit, which accuses the city of keeping many Medicaid patients enrolled in home care when they didn't need it. She joins us now. Hi, Anamona. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thank you.
And listeners, we can take a few phone calls on this, as the complaint stems from a doctor coming forward and talking about how the city ignored his recommendations and put patients who needed facility care in home care instead. So any doctors experience anything like this who happen to be listening right now? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or any other health professionals? Or if you think this happened to you or a loved one, 212-433-9692. And Anamona, the complaint cites cases from the last 10 years, but also seems to stem from a change in the Medicaid regulations in 2006. What changed in 2006?
Yeah, so this is an interesting kind of technical question, and there's some dispute over the meaning of this change. But the U.S. attorney says in the court papers that as of 2006, personal care in the home, which is like feeding and grooming and toileting, was paid for by the federal and state governments. Before 2006, the city had to make a contribution. That was changed. So the implication of the lawsuit is that the motivation of the city in running this kind of Medicaid mill and defrauding the feds, allegedly, was that if it put people in personal care, the city didn't have to pay.
You know why this is a little puzzling to me? Because when I first saw the reports, I thought, no, this must actually be the opposite, because everybody wants to stay at home, if possible, and not be forced into a nursing home. But this is making the opposite claim. In fact, last week, Mayor Bloomberg responded to the allegations, and we're going to play a clip here by pointing out that the city, he says, is not directly responsible for managing Medicaid services, and he praised the availability of home care rather than nursing home care.
And I think it's fair to say we're proud that our elderly residents, wherever possible, are not forced into nursing homes and that they have the option of personal care programs that make New York City a model for the nation.
So, Anamona, why would it be that the city would push people to stay in their homes rather than go into a nursing home, which is so almost universally seen as less desirable?
This is a curious thing, and in a way, I think the U.S. Attorney's Office stepped into a hornet's nest that they weren't expecting here. The latest developments have been that not only Mayor Bloomberg, but the advocates for the disabled have come out and said, you know, gee, we want people to stay at home. That's the optimal thing. And in general, it is less expensive, although the U.S. attorney is alleging that in this case, the personal care, because it was around the clock, was, you know, approaching or approximating nursing home care. So you know, even the federal government, the advocates are saying, has a policy which it has pursued of keeping the disabled in the community. So why are they doing this? Their answer, of course, is we're not taking sides on policy. This is just out and out fraud.
And in fact, aren't we about to see from the Cuomo administration at the state level some kind of crackdown on home health care aides that the state deems are unnecessary and wasteful?
Well, you know, for years there have been rumblings that home health care and aides, you know, personal aides and those kinds of programs are sort of maybe handed out like candy, or they're often, you know, they're done when they don't need to be done. So in a way, this falls into that background. But on the other hand, you know, for a state like New York, which has the highest rate of Medicaid spending in the country, mm-hmm. And that has budget problems, cracking down on a very expensive program would, you know, maybe help control those costs.
Right.
And it is a very expensive program.
So the city has Albany telling it that we're using home health aides too much, and Washington telling it that it's using home health aides too little. Stacy in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
I'm an elder care attorney, and our firm fights to get people hours. We have to fight tooth and nail. People hire us to advocate on their behalf because they're constantly improperly denied home care. And some of them have to end up in nursing homes, which cost the government more. The government pays $7,000 to $10,000 a month per client to keep them in a nursing home, whereas they could be at home maybe with 8 to 12 hours a day and family member help, which costs a lot less.
Right. So, thank you. And actually, to correct what I just said, it's really Albany and Washington saying that there's too much use of home health aides, but for the opposite reasons. And I think Stacy highlights this too, Anna Mona. It's very confusing. Do home health aides save money or cost more money? Or I guess it's just a question of who pays. It's that the feds pick up more of the home health aid cost than they would pick up of a nursing home referral, correct?
Well, no, actually, I'm told that that's not correct. And that's what I was referring to earlier about the technical question here.
Mm-hmm.
So although the U.S. attorney in the court papers makes this very stark distinction between personal care and other programs, he doesn't say what other programs he's referring to. Facilities, he talks about a psychiatric hospital. You know, it's strongly implied that if you need something more intensive than 24-hour home care, it's got to be a nursing home. But the city actually pays the same for nursing homes as it does for personal care. And the advocates say that what happened wasn't that the city, you know, no longer had to pay anything, but that the city's contribution was capped. And that holds true both for personal care and for nursing homes. So essentially they're saying there's no benefit to the city of sending people to nursing homes. So this has gotten a little bit opaque
indeed. So how will investigators determine what's really best for patients? Because as you've been saying, as the mayor says, there are a few people who would send their loved ones to a facility when they could be at home instead. How will the feds actually sort out? Is this going to be Washington looking at individual patients' case records and saying, no, this one would have been better off in a nursing home?
Well, that's the question. Did they really want to get themselves involved in this hornet's nest of, you know, making policy decisions about where patients belong. And I think perhaps inadvertently they did, but that wasn't their intention. They saw it as a simple case of, you know, the rules are agency doctor under contract to the city makes recommendation to send somebody to a nursing home. Somehow that recommendation gets overruled by what the U.S. attorney called a government bureaucrat. Therefore, the city broke the rules because the doctor was supposed to have the final word, and that's fraud.
So one more thing on the numbers before you go. The city cited an actual decrease in the number of people entering the home care program, saying it's gone down from 4,700 people in 2005 to 3,900 in 2009. So what does that do to the federal government's charge?
Correct. The city released those statistics because they do seem to undermine the motivational aspect of the lawsuit. So again, I think what you've got here is a lawsuit based on perhaps technical rule violations that inadvertently raised certain broader policy issues.
All right. It's a thicket. It's a hornet's nest in terms of money, in terms of politics, to be sure, between New York City and the federal government now. New York Times reporter Anna Mona Hartikoulis has been covering it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, why leaders lie. By the way, coming up tomorrow, since we were just talking about the mayor, excerpts from and your reactions to Mayor Bloomberg's State of the City address, which he'll deliver this afternoon. And we will ask you tomorrow to suggest what he and the mayor of Pittsburgh might bet each other over the big Jets-Steelers game coming this Sunday. What classic New York item for what classic bit of Pittsburgh? I know you can't think of a classic bit of Pittsburgh, but we're going to get those Pittsburgh callers to tell us, whatever that is. The two mayors are actually asking the public for suggestions, so we will participate in that on tomorrow's Brian Lehrer Show. But coming up in a minute, as I said, the author of a new book called Why Leaders Lie. Stay tuned.